Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Glad Jeff Zavar is here, too. Jeff's a great member of our Brain Trust all the way back to 1999. He is the Chief Home Officer, the 2001 Small Business Journalist of the Year. That's a galactic award that the SBA gave him, and he's the author of so many books on micropreneuring that I have to carry them in a wheelbarrow. And he's our good friend, Jeff Zavar. Welcome back.
99. Did you recruit me for this show when I was in high school? What's the deal here?
You still had peach fuzz and pimply face and all that. And
I was Buttercup.
I said, what is this guy? Why am I messing with this guy? And my folks says, don't worry, he'll grow into it.
Exactly. Give him a little growth hormone and feed him some steak and potatoes, and he's going to grow for you.
I'm still waiting on you to grow up, though, Jeff.
Nah, that's grow up never. Grow, yes, grow up never. Stay young,
hey, Jeff,
baby.
I know that people send you a lot of stuff. You're like me, you use a lot of technology and you test a lot of technology. And what's the thing on your mind these days that with regard to technology that you think my audience would be interested in?
Well, I think one thing that affects us all when we're working, especially on the small business, especially when we don't have an IT guy, or if that IT guy is us.
We are the IT guy.
Exactly. So, you know, one thing that affects us, and I know has affected me for years, is whether it's a new computer or a computer you've had for a while that does its own automatic updates. When do those updates happen? I had a computer that was using an antivirus application,
and of course, when it updates, it wants to recycle, restart.
Reboot itself, or it just slows down to a snail's pace as it's downloading updates and sort of it's connected to the internet, so it can tend to slow
it's
down.
It's in at that moment. It's in charge. You're not.
Yeah, exactly. So how do you get back in charge? How do you, you know, I had one update that would come through at like 8:30 in the morning. And as a home officer and just the nature of my surroundings, that's my most productive time of the day is really before like 11 o'clock, and the sweet spot is between 8 and 9. So when that comes on and it's slowing down Word and it's slowing down everything I'm doing, my internet access, that was horrible. And it took me a while, A, to figure out actually what was going on, because sometimes it doesn't pop up with the screen. It's just doing it in the background.
Well, especially, Jeff, after over time, either the things that you download, all the different things that we accumulate over time on a computer, and are the ones we intentionally load up, the big programs like a bunch of the Microsoft stuff or the Adobe or whatever. But after a while, you got a lot of programs that are updating, and some of them want to update every day, don't they?
Yeah, you have a lot. In tech speak, they call it registry bloat, when you have a lot of different products that you've downloaded that all have their own unique identifiers in your registry, and they all want to update. So whether it's Adobe, whether it's Flash, whether it's Java, whether it's Microsoft, you know, Office suite of software, whether it's even the Internet web browser that you use, they always come up with something brand new. And especially what's most important among all of those, I would say, is your antivirus software. And frankly, that can be updating. Mine used to update daily. The point is, you got to control when it updates so it doesn't control you. When is your cycle? When is your most productive time? For you know, my sister-in-law, for example, is a graphic designer. She's a total night owl. She works most productively until about 2 a.m. So if the default setting is for a midnight 1-2 o'clock update, that's no doubt going to slow her down. For me, like I said, my sweet spot is between, say, 6 and 10 or 6 and 11 o'clock in the morning. I need to get the computer not to update at that time. So depending on the application, you go in, you click on it, whether you're on a Mac or on a PC, you go in, you click on it, you open it up, you look at your preferences, and you look at the time. It's generally there, the time that it's going to update. And you look for the time that's If it's not where you want it to be, set it to where you want it to be. So if you
can, you do that with every computer. Can you do that with every program? Can you do that with Explorer or Chrome or you know whatever the browser is? Can you do that with your email? I mean, can you do it with all the programs? Do they all have that kind of?
Well, you can do it generally with larger programs like Office as a suite. Often has a lot of updates. It will push out, and so you can sometimes tell it when to do it. I know that I had Norton Antivirus, and it allowed me to choose the time. It was the one that was gumming me up at like 8:30 in the morning, so I went in and chose the time, and I pushed it back to like 3:00 in the morning because it's only even if it's a big update, it's only going to take 10 to 15 minutes, and then it may or may not reboot. Generally, that one, for example, doesn't reboot. But if you're running sort of if Microsoft pushes through an update or a patch, as they call it, a security patch to the operating system, it's going to want to update before any of those things take hold. And that happened to me this morning. I was working at 3 a.m. All of a sudden, Microsoft pushed out some updates. My computer closed everything down. Right as I'm sitting here typing away, you know, closed everything down and rebooted. Wow. I'm like, oh, my God, did it save everything? Wow. Luckily, it's a new computer. It saved everything. Brought me back
Most of these programs, like most of the Microsoft programs and that sort of thing, will go ahead and save, or at least save a version of what you were working on, but it still does scare the heck out of you. And so that would be the main thing that I would want to do. Most of these do have a setting where it says notify me before rebooting or something like that. And I would always want to be notified. And that's the one that I choose. What about you?
Absolutely. I think it's key to know what's going on. It's key for, again, it's about being in the driver's seat. And a lot of these will download. They'll give you a number of settings. Don't download without prompting. Download but don't update. Download and update, or you know, or reboot or reset. So you can. It's on a scale, and you can pick the.
I find all the programs? Tell us how we can go in to the settings and find all the programs that are likely to do that. So we can otherwise. I mean, listen. After a year or so with a computer, you can have 20, 30 of these things.
Well, essentially, if you're in Office, if you're PC based, you can go into you hit the Windows icon. You click on computer, and then it'll show you programs and different things that you have going on out there or your programs. So you can look in and see there what's going on in your computer. On a Mac, again, I'm not a Mac dude here, so you can see
here's the main thing, folks, as we go to the break. The main thing is you can control that. If you're a control freak like Jeff and I, you want to be able to control that. Otherwise, you have to take a pill for this. So make sure that you control it. This is one area that you can have a little control over your computer. Hold on to that thought. We're going to come right back and talk about big ideas with Jeff Sabar. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.